Welcome to Never Stop Building, where we discuss all things business, growth, and leveling up to become the most elite version of yourself. We're here to challenge fear and shatter doubt. Let's dive in.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Never Stop Building. I'm your host, Sam Kaufman. I appreciate you turning me on today. Ooh, that sounded rough. Whatever. Fuck it. I meant it. Look, I'm starting off. If this podcast brings you value of any kind, send it to somebody. Give it a rate, a review, a subscribe, a share, a follow, whatever's simplest for you. But the more people we can bring value to as a community, the bigger the impact we can make. And that's the goal, is to make a positive impact on our community. You, me, and everybody else. So, cool. All right. We're going to talk about accountability today. And most specifically, we're going to talk about what actually moves the needle forward. I've been seeing so many questions all over the internet, social media, people that I'm friends with are getting a lot of the same questions come through. And I think that people believe that they're tactical. That word gets thrown around a lot. And I think what happens is people ask for, and I quote, tactical advice. What I'm gathering from that is what you're actually asking for at times is for someone to tell you exactly what to do with a guaranteed outcome. And so I think we're defining tactical very impractically, okay? And so the reason I'm bringing this up is because of my own experience rolling through this over the last 15 months. And I want to share kind of like what the non-negotiables are in your life are about the pillar and what you do and not so much about how you do it. And I will explain what I mean by that. So for me, I have non-negotiable activities in my life that move the needle forward for me physically, spiritually, in my career, with my wife, with my kids, with my relationships. And they don't always look the same in all seasons of my life. So I'll just start with fitness, for instance. I see the question, what time do you go to the gym? Or what is the best time to go to the gym? I'm going to answer that for you in an actual tactical answer right now. The best time for you to go to the gym is the time that it is best for you to go to the gym. You. Not what time is it best for me to go to the gym. What time is best for you? Are your mornings wildly busy? Cool. Don't go in the morning. Go in the afternoon. Can't make it in the afternoon. Have a ton of commitments. Great. Get up an hour earlier and go in the morning. Can't do afternoons or mornings. Work is busy and family commitments in the afternoons. Awesome. Do it late at night. Do you see kind of what I'm getting at here? Is we get obsessed. And I know because I used to be somebody who got obsessed with, I need the perfect formula so I can get guaranteed results, where the reality of the situation is the results come from holding yourself accountable to the activity, making the activity non-negotiable. Consistently doing that over a long period of time is what garners results. Getting up at 3:30 in the morning and going to the gym at 4:15 is not going to get you fitter faster than anybody else in the world. Going to exercise regularly throughout the week and watching what the fuck you shove in your face regularly throughout the week will get you fit faster than everybody who doesn't do that and get you fitter than where you are right now. People get so obsessed with certain things and they call them tactical when they're not. It's actually nuance. If you love working at 5 o'clock in the morning to 8:30 in the morning and then working out at 10 a.m. and if your schedule allows you to do that, great. These are nuance items that have nothing to do with anybody else. These are things that you need to figure out on your own. And we follow people and we admire people and we try to model the people that we want to be like. And that's fine, but you're not that person. And so I'll share with you, like, I spent the first 3 months of 2022 getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And this is not the first time I've done this. Getting up at four to work out between 4:30 and five to do the early morning thing. I did that for, I don't know, it was somewhere around 5 months. And I hated it. Every morning for 5 months, I hated doing that, knowing that that was not my best time to exercise. My best time for my body, my energy, the way that I exercise is midday or late afternoon. It's not late at night and it's not super early in the morning. It's right in the afternoon. But I was trying to be like some other people. I was trying to fit kind of into a mold of what I saw as, okay, this is tactical. They do this. I'm going to do this because this reflects what success looks like for them. But I wasn't really truly stepping into what success looked like for me in that particular category. It's no different than diet fads or your business model or what you're selling or that crypto thing you're getting distracted with, whatever. We pay so much attention to what works for other people. And I think we miss the point that they're sharing it with us often, not so we can do it exactly the way that they do it, but so that we can be inspired and understand that we're not alone. We're not the only person that needs to get up and go to the gym. We're not the only person that has to eat right. We're not the only person learning to manage money at a better scale. We're not the only person starting a new business. We're not the only business owner with cash flow issues. We're not the only one who has a hard time posting on social media. We're not the only undisciplined human out there. And oftentimes, I like to take the people that I admire and look at what they're doing as more of an inspiration to be motivated to do it, but do it my way. And so I just, at the point being accountability, right? The topic being accountability, it's really, 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 really challenging to be the one to hold yourself accountable all the time. And it's the very, very single thing required to make any forward progress on anything in your life, because nobody's going to push you the way that you need to push you to be better. Whether that is in your business or at your job or with your husband or wife or your kids, like, your small child's not going to pull you aside and coach you into being a better father. That's your fucking job. You need to learn how to coach yourself and hold yourself accountable. Now, I have coaches, I have mentors, I have a couple of friends. I have people that I love and care about that I know love and care about me on a deep level, and they will help hold me accountable. But say I talk to them say I have a coaching call, an hour every other week. Incredibly impactful hour, but guess what? The other 23 hours of that day and 24 of every day in between, it's fucking on me. It's on fucking me. So, like, when you're listening to that motivating podcast and you feel all fired up, that's not accountability or discipline. That's motivation. Use it, but understand that it's fleeting. It is your responsibility to hold yourself accountable for your next decision. And so, again, your small child's not going to pull you aside and coach you into being a better fucking father or a better mother. That's on you. And you know if you're failing. You know if you're not living up to your potential. You know if you're not being the best version of yourself as a parent. You know if you're not in the best shape of your life. You know if you're not being the best leader, business owner, teammate, employee that you can be. But there's nobody's going to come save you from yourself. It's not how this works. And accountability is hard. It's tough. And that's why it's so important. That's the big separator that I see with people. And now if you're a leader or a business owner, parent, husband, wife, you have a responsibility to help hold other people accountable as well. And I'm going to share, I'm a very, I love people very deeply. I'm a softie. I am. I love people and I care and I get passionate about other humans, especially the ones that I care for. I want to help all the time. And so one of my biggest struggles as a business owner over the last 7 years, and then I was in management before that for a couple of years. So it's almost like 9 years. It's taken so much of that almost decade to learn that holding people accountable is in fact loving them at the highest level, which translates right back over to me and holding myself accountable to my commitments and my behavior and my decisions is the highest form of loving myself as well. And it was really hard for me to understand that because I wanted to be nice. I wanted to be nice. I wanted to be liked. I wanted to control outcomes in my business. And I was afraid that if I held people accountable, they would leave. Fully understanding deep down that if they couldn't be held accountable, they needed to go anyway. But I was too afraid to pull the trigger in that direction and have the conversations that I needed to have and let the people who needed to walk away, walk away. And such a disservice to the people who were staying and wanted to be better, because it was my responsibility as the leader to hold them accountable and give them input and ways to get better. And so where I was trying to be nice, man, sometimes the right thing and the correct thing can get misconstrued. And so being nice seems like the correct maneuver, but it's not the right thing to do. And sometimes niceties are wrong. I'm not saying be an asshole. I'm not saying hurt people's feelings intentionally. I'm not saying being malicious, because I don't do that. And I didn't do that then either. What I'm saying is, instead of worrying about protecting the other person's feelings, we have to have hard conversations and we have to make big decisions. That's our responsibility as leaders. Now, that's from the leader's perspective, which you should all be aspiring to become if you're not already in that position, because the world needs more leaders. The world needs more people who have the ability to hold themselves accountable so consistently that they can then hold other people accountable as well. The world needs that from you. And so if you are running from that role that's calling to you, you're harming the world around you. Every time you decide not to embrace the call of leadership that is right in front of you, you're doing a disservice to every single person around you and countless people who haven't even come into contact with you yet. Great leaders are called and then qualified in the process. It's not some school of leadership where you're like, I think I'm going to step into this, and then you go off and learn how to do it perfectly. No. No, you get called, then you fuck up a bunch. That's how you learn. Then you apply the lessons and you grow through the situation. And you become qualified in the process, not before the process begins. And so many of you are struggling to understand that you need to enter the process to become qualified to deserve it. You're trying to figure out how to earn it first, how to perfect it before it begins. That's like being a painter and somebody else handing you the finished product of what your painting needs to look like before you start drawing. Leadership and people and accountability, this is an art. This is a creative process of loving other humans. That's what this all boils down to. So every day, fuck the day, every decision that you don't hold yourself accountable to is a decision you've made not to love yourself. How many more decisions are you willing to make not out of love for yourself? And how many more people are you willing not to love because you're not willing to hold them accountable and have hard decisions? I encourage you, starting right now, make one decision today that is based out of love for yourself. Do one hard thing that you're afraid to do. Show up to one thing that you're afraid to show up to. Make one call that you don't want to make. Have one tough conversation that you've been putting off. I encourage you to do that today when this episode is over. If one of you does that, then I have successfully shown up to my calling for today. I'll talk to you guys next week.